It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
Well, in an odd twist of fate, someone who Donald Trump worked hard against, who ended up losing an election, now has dealt a potential blow to the president. The Senate advanced legislation Tuesday that seeks to force President Trump to withdraw from the Iran war as a growing number of Republicans defied the president's direction on a conflict that has spanned well over 2 months. Since Trump ordered the attack on Iran at the end of February, Democrats have forced repeated votes on war powers resolutions that would require him either to gain congressional approval or withdraw U.S. troops. Republicans have been able to muster the votes to reject those proposals. However, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, who made news the other day because Donald Trump primaried him, despite the fact that Cassidy had voted with him over 95% of the time, but made a couple of errors. Well, he got primaried. He got beat in the primary. He switched sides. Boom. The Senate voted 50-47 it showed that a small but growing number of Republicans are willing to challenge Trump on the Iran war, even though the effort may not advance much further because, you know, it has to go to the House. And that's where Mike, whatever you say, Boss Johnson, is ready to either just not bring a vote or vote against it. Three Republicans were absent on Tuesday. Their votes would be enough to defeat the measure if they maintain their stance. The House is expected to vote on similar war powers resolution today. Democrats are bullish about their chances of passing it. Another war powers resolution barely failed in the House last week. The vote ended in a tie. So we will see.
I just wish that the Republicans would have more of a backbone standing up to this administration when it still mattered. And this vote does matter, don't get me wrong. Bill Cassidy, however, has lost his primary. He is not going to be able to run. He has nothing to lose if the president mean tweets him.
Well, here's the thing. And this is why I say this, because I was thinking this. He's doing it he did it to Massey. Massey got
defeated.
Bounced. He's trying to make a move in Texas to get the, I want to say coin, but that's not it. Whoever that, he's primarying, primarying another Republican.
He endorsed Ken Paxton, what he did.
So now, all these people who still have time left in their term have no reason to do it. And yes, it would have been nice had they done it at the beginning, but there's time to undo or block some things if these people that he's flipping, because we know the only reason he's flipping is because he knows that if he loses the House and the Senate in November, he is done. Thank goodness.
It's going to be interesting to see what this Congress does over the next few months as we progress into the midterms.
Because there's a lot of time, and they can gerrymander all they want, but that's not going to take effect till next year or two.
Yes, and especially if you look at polling that just came out earlier this week, it is not good for this Republican Party. The president's approval rating has dropped even lower than it was just a month ago, which I wasn't sure that was possible, but it is.
Well, even Texas Republicans are like, oh, this was a big mistake, because now Paxton has a lot of issues and Tallarico is really looking like the more sensible Republican kind of person.
Yeah, so there used to be those in Texas. So hopefully Texans do the right thing this time. I can wish. We've all seen it in the past. In other stuff you need to know this morning, a recent state law requiring those who circulate nominating petitions for state elections are eligible to vote in Wisconsin will remain in place at least for this upcoming fall election, according to a federal judge and the current ruling. Conservative groups, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Americans for Citizen Voting sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission in late April, 2 weeks into the current circulation period, seeking to halt enforcement of the new law. This lawsuit originally filed in Waukesha County Circuit Court, but moved to federal court earlier this month, asked the judge to declare the new law unconstitutional. Last week, U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman denied the group's motion to temporarily set the rule aside. The judge is is not set to take the case up again until mid-June after the June 1st deadline to submit nominating petitions. Timing is everything.
Yeah, well,
we'll see.
We'll see what happens. I understand why they're trying to do this. I don't know if it's that big a deal. You can get people on the ballot. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean they're going to win. It doesn't mean they have a chance. And if, you know, again, if I'm in anywhere in Wisconsin and I'm running for something and my family wants to come in from out of state to help me go collect signatures, that's one thing. If they're an unrelated PAC, that's another thing. But in the end, just because you're on the ballot doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Agreed. 100%.
Well, now it's time for the big and this story, feel free to jump in. Do you judge people who still won't accept the results of the 2020 election? I do. I do, and I do it harshly. And the reason we bring this up, Tom Tiffany is that one of those people. He's a candidate for governor. You know that. He's a Republican. He said Monday that FBI agents should continue to question election officials over Wisconsin's 2020 election. He would not answer whether Joe Biden won that election. And he said election workers should be charged if federal authorities deem it necessary. Not that they did something, but that they just deem it necessary. This is your Republican, presumed Republican candidate for governor. Now, he made his comments while taking questions from reporters at a campaign event in Elm Grove less than 2 weeks after FBI investigators interviewed a top state election administrator about the 2020 election. And yes, you may be thinking, Brian, is this an old story that you've brought back? No, this is brand new, 2026, talking about the 2020 election. So agents sought in recent days to question Milwaukee election workers who helped administer the contest. Tiffany said, whatever they're searching for, the investigation should be allowed to continue. And let's find out what happened here. If there's improprieties that happens, then there should be charges filed. If not, then you let the investigation cease. Tom? Hello? That's obvious calling. That's they're at the door. The facts are at the door, Tom.
Pretty sure there's been several investigations into the 2020 election, and all of those allegations have been deemed not credible, and that there was nothing wrong with the results of the 2020 election. And it's
pesky,
been nationwide.
Pesky facts,
it's been nationwide.
Jamie.
It's been here in Wisconsin. But who am I to argue with the Republican gubernatorial candidate?
You are not, because President Trump, who endorsed Tom Tiffany,
and there
he
it is.
Continues to push the false claim that he won Wisconsin's 2020 election. He suggests widespread fraud. And we know the FBI also has in recent months launched probes in other, as Jamie just said, key battleground states. Wisconsin's 2020 election outcome has been confirmed and vetted by lawsuits, a state audit, a study by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and we've dealt with them. You know they're not going to let it go. If they thought there was something, they'd go after it more and more. They even said no. And then through a taxpayer-funded investigation launched by Republican lawmakers, it turned up no evidence of wrongdoing.
And by the way, Gableman lost his license for 3 years because of that investigation.
Just weird.
Because he couldn't find anything. Just saying. Just throwing that out there for people.
Joe Biden beat Trump in Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. Tiffany voted in Congress in 2021 to reject Biden's presidential victories in Arizona and Pennsylvania. At that time, he told the Journal Sentinel that he would have voted to overturn Biden's victory in Wisconsin as well had it been subject to a vote. He also supported a lawsuit brought by the state of Texas in late 2020 to overturn election results in Wisconsin and three other battleground states backed by Biden, Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Weird that it was bought by Texas, and Texas not in that lawsuit. Why? Well, because Trump won Texas.
Right.
Duh.
Right.
And so this is the Republican governor. And we have invited Tom Tiffany on this program numerous times. He is welcome to come on here and defend his record and defend his statements. Tom Tiffany has declined to this point.
Here's the thing. Tiffany in the past, this is not new language for Tom Tiffany. Now, to be fair, he hasn't consistently used direct language claiming that the election was illegitimate, but since 2020, he has consistently raised doubts. And if you're a Wisconsin voter, if you're somebody who is an independent, if you are on the fence, if you don't know who you are going to vote for, because I get it, the election is still a long way away and the Democrats still have several in the primary. These are things that you have to consistently keep in the back of your mind. Because here's the thing that I keep thinking, right? If Tom Tiffany has been willing for 6 long years to question the legitimacy of the 2020 election, if he is not elected governor, hypothetically, in the state of Wisconsin in November, because nobody knows what's going to happen, will he accept the results of that election here at the state level?
This is, all of this is laying another groundwork for a problem in November. This time it's not going to be the presidential election, it's going to be House and Congress seats. And any place where a Republican is upset by a Democrat, or a Democrat wins outright and they haven't had a chance to gerrymander those districts out of existence yet, they are going to just keep it in court for as long as possible. Because if they delay, then Mike Johnson is going to be able to say, well, I can't swear in these new members of Congress because, you know, we don't know. The election isn't really over yet. And the longer they can postpone swearing in new members of Congress, the longer this corrupt administration is allowed to keep going and doing what they want.
It is all about eroding trust in the process. And I know if you listen to this program, I say it all the time, but that's essentially what they're trying to do. And this isn't a conversation about relitigating 2020. This is about setting expectations for 2026, 2028, and beyond. At the end of the day, voters aren't just choosing policies. We are essentially choosing whether we trust the people running to actually respect the outcome, whether they win or lose. And the current administration wants to break down that system. They want this to feel rigged. They want people to question why they're going to the polls, and they want people to not cast those votes. It's the whole reason they want to redraw districts, why they want to gerrymander, because when people vote, they tend to not win elections. Not in every state, but in a lot of places.
They don't plan on leaving. This president doesn't plan on leaving, which is why he's trying to build a bunker ballroom military hospital so he never has to leave. He doesn't plan on leaving, and he knows if the Republicans lose in the midterms, he will be out. This time I do believe that if the Democrats take control, not only will they impeach him, but he will be convicted. He will be removed from office. And a lot of this madness will stop. So they are fighting tooth and nail to make sure that does not happen. And it's up to us. I know we're going to keep saying
it. Voters still decide.
You're going to get sick.
We still decide as voters.
That's right. You got to vote.